seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick B. David. I'm going to talk to the parents today who have kids, who want their kids to grow up and be the next great entrepreneur. How to teach your kids entrepreneurship is what we're going to talk about today. I want you to think about two different countries are competing to see which can have a better economy. Now, one of the countries encourages parents to teach their kids about concepts of entrepreneurship, and the other one does it. Which country economy do you think is gonna create more jobs? I'm willing to bet this country here. So today in this episode, I'm gonna talk to you about 17 different things you could do to help raise your kids into entrepreneurs. So before going into it, if you got any questions, thoughts, or comments about what I talk about, comment on the bottom. And if you have not yet subscribed to Valuetainment, click on the subscribe button here before I get into the video. So let me get right into it. 17. By the way, before I get into it, I got three kids myself. So anything I'm teaching you, I'm teaching it to my kids as well. Number one, tell stories. Let me tell you what I mean by telling stories. I will go to a simple restaurant and I'll ask if the owners are there. I'll have them come by and I'll say hello to them in front of my kids. Then I'll say, hey Tico, hey Dilly, do you see that man over there? Yes. That man saved all his money in his life and started this restaurant so you and I can eat. And this restaurant pays that waitress, pays that cook, pays this person. So can you imagine that risk that man took, created all these people jobs, and all these people feed their families because that man was an entrepreneur. No way, Daddy. Yes, I tell these stories all the time, always the stories about what it is for creating jobs, what it is to become entrepreneurs, and the kids are always fascinated. That's the man, that's the man, that's the man that owns this business. Oh my gosh, Daddy. Number two, teach value of money. So what is value of money? You make 10 bucks, a dollar goes to you giving it away to somebody, a dollar goes towards taxes. I'm apparently the government at the house, so I get the taxes, kind of works out. I give them 10, I take a dollar back. Then the eight goes into their savings plan. And I explained, this is how it works. When you make money, you give one to somebody, you give one into taxes, and you keep eight to yourself. Daddy, I don't want to pay taxes. I said, Daddy, I don't want to pay taxes. Well, we have to pay taxes because we have certain things that we take advantage of. You're living in this house, you have a room, someone's cooking for you. This is a government. If we were a country, this is the country. I'm the president of this country. You have to pay me a dollar in taxes. We teach these concepts to them about money. Number three. Gift versus ownership. I think this is a very important concept to learn about the difference between gift and ownership. Sometimes like I'll give a gift to my kid and I'll say to my kid, listen, I'm giving this to you as a kid because I want to give it to you, right? I said, but Tico, Dilly, if you buy this thing with your own money, you will play with it more because you took your own money into it. And they fully don't understand yet what I'm talking about, but I'm telling them that anyways. We were in Ball Harbor a couple weeks ago, Miami, and my middle son, Dylan, my youngest son, Dylan, sees a white Ferrari. He says, Daddy, I want you to buy that Ferrari for me. I said, Daddy, I'm going to do you one better, Pop. He says, what is it? I said, I'm going to teach you how you can buy that white Ferrari for yourself. He was absolutely furious. He said, Daddy, I want you to buy it, Daddy. I said, no, you're going to buy it because if you buy it, you'll take care of it better, more than if I buy it for you. And then he's listening, he's understanding. Now, all this stuff, none of this stuff may make any sense to them right now, but it's sticking. Some of this stuff is sticking. Number four, compensation plan. I think everybody ought to have some sort of a compensation plan. You have it as an adult. You may be a teenager watching this. You may be a parent watching this. At your job, you get paid a salary. That's your compensation plan. And if you do X, Y, Z, you get a bonus. In our country, no matter what country you live in, there's a tax system. The tax system is a compensation plan. You make $50,000, you pay 15% in taxes. You make $100,000, you pay 43% in taxes. You make $250,000, you pay 57.5%. But there's a compensation plan to you. I always have a compensation plan with toys I'll buy in advance. So if I go into them, you know how people say, I'll never buy toys in a mall. I always buy them. But here's what I do with the toys I buy. I display them all the way on the top of my house, at the top of a place where no one can reach it, 12 feet up. They can't reach it, but they see it every single day. And they come and say, Daddy, I want to play with that toy. I have toys on the wall for 8, 9, 10, 20 weeks that they keep seeing. The bigger the toy, the longer it takes to get it because they got to do more work. What do I need to do? Then it's behavior, responsibility, doing your chores, doing your part early in the morning, playing, practicing, doing this, doing that. There's a compensation. You do X, Y, Z, you get this. We have a compensation plan. Number five, teach capitalism. Pat, you teach capitalism to your kids? Always. What do you mean you teach capitalism to your kids? Do you sit there and teach them forms of economy and what's the difference between socialism and communism and all this other stuff? When they're at the age that they are right now, 5 and 3, what I explain to them is capitalism is all about who does it better and who treats people better. If you create a product that's better than somebody else, or if you treat people better than others are treating their people, you'll win long term. Oh, so treat people better, you win. Create something better, you win. Now, if these kids get to 8, 9, 10 years old, and we're sitting there doing math with them and all this other stuff, I'm gonna explain the difference between capitalism, socialism, and communism, and how it benefits that if you put a lot of hard work in capitalism, you win. If you wait for everybody else to give them their stuff to you, you're not gonna win. And I'll explain here that you won't own anything. I'll explain you, do you wanna own your own car? Do you wanna own your own house? You can't do that in communism. Do you wanna be able to make money and you keep a big part of the money? You don't have to give 60% of it away? Yes, socialism, you give 60% away. Capitalism, you keep 70% of it. 30% goes, sometimes it's higher than that, but preferably a big part stays with you. Depending on the age, I'm gonna get deeper into that. Number six, recognize. And when they create a job, when they create money, when they make a profit, when they do chore better, when they create something better, hey buddy, good job for that, man. I'm proud of you. That was good stuff. Good stuff you did right there with your little business. You're going to do some good stuff here with this business. Give them that encouragement and recognize them for it. And try to do it in front of a lot of other people, your family, mom. Hey, did you see Pop what he did? Hey, did you see Grandma what he did? Hey, did you see what he did? You're building up their identity and they want more of that because it's recognition. Seven, challenge early. I think I started challenging Tico at 1.5, 2 years old. And I literally will sit there, I'll get on my knees, their head is always above me. Anytime I'm challenging, their head has to be above me. So they have to be looking here. So at least they feel superior. So I put them up in our laundry room. We have a pole, would you say 4 feet? How high is that thing? 4 feet? So I put Tico and Dylan there, and they look like this to me. And I ask him, can I tell you what you were thinking when you did that? And I'll challenge him on it. Can I tell you what you were thinking with this part here? Early. Any reason why you didn't want to do this? Explain it to me. I'm curious. What were you thinking here? And I'm challenging early. The reason why I'm challenging early, I think sometimes parents don't challenge early, and then all of a sudden they do, then the kids don't like their parents. I'm challenging earlier. Now, obviously, at 1.5 is a different challenge than 2.5, then 5.5, then 10, then 16. It's going to be a different challenge. As a level of maturity goes, you got to allow them to be the adults and speak to them like adults, but a lot sooner you give them respect, the sooner they'll respond. So I challenge very early. In the world of business, it's all about challenging. In the world of business, entrepreneurship, it's always about you getting better, so you always got to have that early on. Teach proper values. You can pick and choose whatever values you want to teach. For me, it's 4 of them that I teach on a daily basis. I ask Tico and Dylan, hey, what are the 4 things we do as a family? Daddy, we lead, we improve, we respect, we love. So they have to tell me, lead, improve, respect, love. Lead, respect, improve, love. Lead, respect. They say this to me so many times. I ask him this morning, what do we do? Such and such. So if they don't respect somebody and they do behavior that's not, I sit them out and I say, hey, in this situation here, did you respect the other person? No. Do you want to be respected? Yes. Any reason why you didn't respect them? I don't know, Daddy. Any reason why you didn't do it? Hey, what do we do as a family? Lead. Did you lead in this situation? I did not. I want you to lead in this situation because we're a B'David family. We lead. Hey, buddy, you know what happened today? What happened? I don't care if you didn't win the game today, but you improved today. Because what are one of the 4 things that we do? Improve. You improved today. Good job. So I'm constantly teaching that. I'm constantly teaching about not bullying. And not getting bullied. Sometimes we only teach about not bullying other people. We forget to teach that don't let others bully you as well. This is a big part of business. So I teach that all the time. Number 9, repetition. You know, you can't say the same thing enough times. I think sometimes as I'm doing weekly conference calls or if I'm mentoring or building other entrepreneurs, one of the things I will tell them, I'll say, you're probably gonna hear me say this 50, 100, 200 more times. And you'll probably hear me saying this 5, 10, 20, 30 years from now, because business is about repetition and re-reminding. re-reminding, and repetition is about re-reminding. You can't just say one thing one time and it's going to stick with them. Re-reminding, and that's a part of repetition. Number 10, environment. If your kids are going to be in an environment where there's other people selling, talking about business, they're going to pick it up. If your kids are friends with other kids whose parents are also business owners, those habits are typically being passed on to their kids, so they're generally being taught the same mindset. I like my kids to be friends with other parents' kids, other kids whose parents run businesses, because they understand hard work and effort and all that stuff. So environment is very, very important. I like to bring my kids to the environment. If we do conferences, I want them to be around it. I want them to see the languages that's being spoken because they're picking it up, even though you don't think they're picking it up. How many times do you hear an adult, 28, I have one of my friends, Jose, who would say, my mother used to be in a company called Shackley. She would always sell dot, dot, dot. And I remember I would watch my mom selling stuff, and my mom would sell jewelry, or my mom would sell this. That states, 6 years old, 8 years old, these kids remember. They're going to remember what you're doing with them as well. 11 books. $5, you read this book, you write a paper, you present it in front of the family, you get $5. This book is three times bigger, this is a $15 book. You read this book, you write a paper, you present it to the family, I ask you questions about the book because I'm making sure you're not getting this off Google or you're not getting a summary. I know you read the book, and I'm gonna ask you specific questions to see if you know the answers. If you know the test, then you get your $15. Books, early on. If you can get them reading simple business books early on, they'll have an edge over other people. Number 12, ask how they would solve a problem. Let's just say something happens in a house. Let's just say something happens in a country. Let's just say something happens to the community. Let's say something happens to a sibling. Let's say something happens to health. Hey, how would you have handled that? How would you solve that problem? Oh, daddy, I would probably do this, and then I would do that, and then I would call Batman, and I would have Batman call Superman, and then we would solve it together because Super Mario would show up with Inspector Gadget. I don't care what they're saying, but I want them to be thinking about how they're gonna be solving that problem. Oh, no way, that's crazy, that's awesome, kid. You'd solve a problem like that? I would solve it like that, daddy. Okay, good, you're smart. You know how to leverage other people and bring help. Yes, because Batman's gonna help me out. Now that's at five. At 11 years old, you're gonna get some reasonable answers, but what I'm telling you is ask the question anyways. 13, teach your kids sales. Teach them how to sell. Now, when you teach them how to sell and negotiate, they're typically going to do it to you in the next 2 to 3 years, okay? So just be prepared, because my son Tico is a very good negotiator. He is just a brilliant negotiator. He's 5 years old, right? He knows how to negotiate, and Dylan has a different tactic of sales than his brother does, but they know how to sell, and I want to teach that early on, because everything in life is going to be selling. Every single thing, a kid who knows how to sell better than another kid will typically move up in life faster, as long as they have the effort, because they know how to get themselves in situations that somebody else doesn't know how to do. So teach sales early. Number 14, let them see you in action. I don't mind my I remember my 18-month-old son would listen to me on conference calls, and he would just look at me. I'm doing a conference call, the kid is sitting right in front of me. He's listening to me doing conference calls. If I have a negotiation call, I'd have them sit there and listen to me. If I had a strong conversation, I'd have them sit there and listen to me. They're hearing me constantly. And the more they're hearing me, they're going to remember this stuff 5, 10, 15, 20 years later. 15, speak about failure and mistakes. Hey, buddy, let me tell you a story about what happened with Johnny once. Johnny used to do this, and then this is what happened to him. Hey, let me tell you about a story of an old friend of mine. Hey, let me tell you a story about what happened with this kid. Hey, let me tell you a story about this actor. Hey, let me tell you about a story about this. Always tell stories of failure and mistakes that you made and others made to educate them through that, and it saves them the time to not make those mistakes. Everyone can talk about keys to success. That's easy. I like to talk about mistakes and failures. Number 16, if you're too hard on them and you're too serious with them, they won't enjoy the process. See, I want them to enjoy it. It's just like math. I want you to enjoy math. Math is so cool. I want you to enjoy business. It's a game. You know, you're like playing a game. I'll tell them, you know how you like to play this game, daddy? Business is a game. And if you learn how to play this business game, it's so easy, daddy boy. It's so easy. Oh my gosh, I want to learn, daddy. Daddy, this thing is such an easy game. I'm going to teach you if you want to learn. I want to learn. No problem, daddy. We're going to learn this business game together. So the serious stuff, let them experience that stuff, because business serious is going to hit you pretty hard. You're teaching them already about failures and mistakes. You know, you're teaching them the principles already as well. But don't go too serious where they forget the fact that it's a fun game that they can play as well. And last but not least, your example and the language you use will have a massive amount of effect on your kids. What's language? If your kids constantly hear you talking about, you're in pain, I'm tired, my body hurts, I hate my boss, I can't stand my job, you have no idea what they did to me. If they constantly hear that, I'm tired, they want to be like you. Mommy, I'm also tired. I hate my boss. Mommy, I also hate my boss. I can't stand what's happening. Mommy, I also can't. They're just going to mimic you. Okay, they're just going to mimic you. So if you say, hey, Pop, listen, we're going to be fine. We're going to do this. Good things are happening. We're going places. Here's what we're going to be doing. Mommy's working hard right now. The reason why mommy's working hard right now, because you said you want to go to Disney World, and we're going to go together to Disney World in July. Hey, daddy's working hard right now because together, remember when we went to the beach one time? I'm going to take you to Hawaii. We're going to go to Cancun. We're going to go to Europe where you're going to see the statue. You're going to see this guy, Alexander the Great. When we read about that one time, you're going to see where he walked at Acropolis in Athens. No way, daddy. Yeah, daddy boy. We're going to go. It's going to be amazing. So this is why daddy works hard. Oh, okay, daddy. But I'm going to play with you on Sunday, daddy boy. Okay, Pop. So all this stuff that you're doing, I'm just telling you what I'm doing. Okay? Some of the stuff you may say, it's absolutely ludicrous. I'll never do it. I totally understand. Some of the stuff I do is probably, it's not probably, it is ludicrous. But some of the stuff you may do is going to work for you. And if there are some things that you're doing with your kids that I didn't cover, my challenge to you is this. If you got kids and start implementing some of these things in your own personal life, and if you have other people who have kids, parents and all that stuff, share this with them so they can also get some of these principles for themselves as well. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.